Okay. So have you heard about those Friday SLO talks?
Yeah, hosted by coaches, right?
Yep. The California Outcomes Assessment Coordinators Hub. And I've been looking into them. They're fascinating.
Really interesting stuff.
It really gets you thinking about what success in college should even look like. You
Yeah,
know?
for sure. They really highlight student learning outcomes.
SLOs,
Exactly.
which is such a huge part of all this.
It is. And it makes you think, is it really just about how many students graduate?
Right.
Or should we be focused on what they can actually do after they leave?
Like, what skills are they walking away with?
Exactly. You know, one of the talks actually shared this really powerful story about a student.
Oh, yeah.
The student had just lost their job
Oh, wow.
and they went to a community college,
To try to retrain.
right? Hoping to, kind of get back on their feet
Yeah, that
quickly.
totally makes sense.
But they ended up facing a ton of bureaucratic hurdles.
Oh, I hate that.
It took weeks just to enroll in the right program.
Oh, no. Seriously.
So
I
frustrating.
can only imagine. Especially, when you're already going through a tough time.
Absolutely. And for a lot of students, this is a reality,
Totally.
especially for students juggling other responsibilities.
Like family or work.
Exactly.
It really makes you wonder how many people just give up on college altogether.
Yeah, because the system seems so difficult to navigate, like it's working against them.
Which is a shame because education is supposed to be like this empowering thing.
It should be. And I think that's what these Friday SLO talks are all about.
Right, like shifting the focus.
Yeah. Colleges need to focus less on just getting students in the door and more on making sure they're learning valuable skills.
Skills that will actually help them in the real world.
So let's talk about this whole SLO thing a bit more.
Okay, yeah, let's dive in because I feel like it can be a bit abstract.
It can be. So, how do you measure if a student can actually think critically or solve problems?
Right, those are not easy things to quantify.
Exactly. So it's about moving beyond just grades. For example, let's say you're taking a history class. A traditional approach might just grade you on exams and papers.
Right.
But with an SLO focus, you might be assessed on whether you can analyze historical sources, or construct a solid argument, or understand how the past influences the present.
So it's more about applying the knowledge.
Yeah. It's about developing skills that can be used beyond the classroom.
That makes a lot of sense. But I do have to wonder,
Right.
do SLOs end up creating more bureaucracy?
Oh, that's a good question. Because we don't want to add more hurdles for students,
Correct,
right?
exactly.
That's a valid concern. And coaches really emphasizes that SLO assessment shouldn't just be another layer of paperwork.
Got it.
It's about faculty really understanding what their students are learning and then finding ways to make that learning even more effective.
So faculty are key here.
Absolutely. They're the ones working directly with students every day.
Right.
But here's the thing. Faculty need support.
Yeah, like from the institutions themselves.
Exactly. It's not enough to just tell them to focus on SLOs.
They need resources and training.
Yeah. And they need time. Time to actually implement these
So
changes.
it's a systemic shift.
It is. It's not something that'll happen overnight.
For sure.
But the Friday SLO talks really underscore that we need to start somewhere. Even small steps,
Yeah.
like giving faculty more time for professional development around SLO assessment.
I love that. Taking those first steps.
Because even small steps can make a difference.
Yeah, and if we start actually measuring what students are learning, then maybe we can start to address those barriers we talked about earlier.
Right, those barriers that prevent so many people from really thriving in college. It's
Exactly.
all about making college a more meaningful experience for everyone.
I love that. Well, hey, listeners, we've talked a lot about these Friday SLO talks today and what they mean for higher education. So I'm curious, what's one small step you can take in your own work to prioritize learning? Whether you're a student, faculty, or administrator, what's one thing you can change?
Think about it.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
See you next time.
Bye.